Starting in verse 22, the Bible says that Jesus, not only is he the master builder, but he becomes the measuring tape, the plumb line, the level. He's all these things at once. He's the right angle at which all right angles are set. And he commands us to line our lives up to that measure, himself. Here in Psalms 118:22, we read of God's precision plan for remodeling and transforming our lives. One of the reasons these doors challenged me so much wasn't that the doors weren't straight. The opening for the doors wasn't straight. How do you put a door in flush when the wall isn't flush? When the wall goes this way and that way, what do you align that thing to? What do we align our lives to? Something perfect, something sure. Psalms 118:22 says the stone which the builders refused is become the head cornerstone, or the stone of the headstone of the corner. Bible and other portions of scripture refers it to as the chief cornerstone, the most important. Verse 23, this is the Lord's doing. The things that God does are marvelous in our eyes. This morning, the head journeyman, he says, if you'll line up with me, he'll be the force that puts our lives in order. The power that brings precision that our nature wouldn't be able to bring, doesn't want to do, would rather avoid, but we know that some jobs need to be done right. There's some things you just can't let slip that you know, a little off isn't okay. And God says, there's some things in our lives that a little bit off, it's not okay. We need to constantly realign ourselves. This morning, I'm going to ask that our musicians, our singers would come back up. There's a song that has been echoing in my head over and over and over again. And I wonder if we couldn't all just, as we stand here this morning, you can sit. No, let's stand. I'm sorry. Let's stand. I'm going to stand for the rest of the service. So if you could stand for like 5 more minutes. I got the bad ankle. Maybe there's some bad ankles. So you don't feel sorry for me. This morning, there's a song that I asked these singers yesterday if they would consider. And you know what? Their commitment to this ministry of music is so strong that they said, yes, I'll step up to that. We'll see what we can do. And I need their help this morning. We need their help this morning. As they set the tone for the Word of God.